Lucky Strike presents your all-time hit parade with tonight's great guest star, that all-time big-timer, Phil Harris. And to play the songs you can't forget, Tommy Dorsey, his orchestra, and his trombone. And here he is, that sensational but sentimental gentleman, the magic arm in person, Tommy Dorsey.
Thank you, Harry Bonzell. And now, Harry, suppose you lift the lid and tell our listeners what's cooking.
Something mighty tasty, Tommy. A specialty of the maitre d', for Dorsey, if you please. So light up a lucky, folks, while Tommy Dorsey, his orchestra, and Bonnie Lou Williams serve up a great all-time all-timer, I'm Nobody's Baby. When craftsmen of Tin Pan Alley hit upon a particularly happy blending of lovely words and lovely lyrics, an all-time all-timer is born. Such a song is All the Things You Are, and here is Bob Allen to bring it to you at its best.
You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that lingers on the breath of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights the stars. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday, though that moment divine, when all the things you are mine. Someday my happy And someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
Last night, your hit parade survey placed the song Amor in the pinnacle position. Amor first saw the light of day south of the border in 1941. Immediately, it became a Latin American all-time big-timer. In 1943, it moved north. And tonight, Tommy Dorsey brings it to you as the number one song on your hit parade, Amor.
My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
He is only a little lad, small for his 14 years, and he sits there in the shabby dressing room of the Buffalo, New York Theater, resting upon a battered costume trunk. There is a merry twinkle in his blue eyes and a broad smile upon his lips, for the young actor is holding a letter with the magic postmark, New York City. Quickly he turns toward the raised window in the dazzling afternoon sunshine, rips open the envelope. Then the color drains from his face. And almost unbelieving, the youngster reads these words.
May 3rd, 1892. Dear sir, please do not submit any more songs for publication. It is obvious that you haven't the slightest musical talent.
But that very night, after the final performance of his family's vaudeville act, the 14-year-old actor and would-be songwriter sent another of his compositions off to a publisher. For he was an American who never admitted defeat. Never in all his 64 crowded years. He was George M. Cohan, a youth who started on the road to fame and got there by setting all America to humming his unforgettable tunes. George M. Cohan, the song and dance man who called himself Yankee Doodle Dandy, whose swinging bamboo cane and jaunty straw hat became as familiar and as typically American as pink lemonade and 4th of July firecrackers. Down through the years, the 16 words of his famous curtain speech echoed in music halls and theaters from Maine to Texas.
My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
And his tireless energy and brilliant talent finally brought to him the very pinnacle of fame for an entertainer.
The Congress of the United States hereby awards to George M. Cohan a special citation in honor of his stirring war song entitled Over There.
Yes, George M. Cohan's public spirit and matchless skill had made him the first American theatrical figure to receive a congressional award. Patriotism, courage, constant devotion to his work and to mankind. This was the quality of a man. And this was the quality of George M. Cohan, actor, playwright, producer, songwriter, and above all, American.
Folks, each week on your all-time hit parade, we play an all-time song that the Army tells us is in high favor with the men across the seas, on the far-flung battlefronts of the world. The Army then sends thousands of V-disc recordings of this song overseas to our fighting men in all branches of the service. Now for the tune that's going to be its way across the sea, Tommy Dorsey.
Thank you, Harry. Friends, the Army tells us that this week we're having the honor of making our recording for the GIs station on important Ascension Island in the South Atlantic.
So, direct to you GIs on Ascension Island and also for all the GIs everywhere, here's Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, vocal by the Sentimentalists, and an arrangement from the hearts of us all of the V-disc tune you ordered, The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi. Ladies will powder their noses, the gentlemen straighten their ties, and Tommy Dorsey will borrow a pair of horn-rimmed glasses. Lucky Strike will present its big-time, all-time guest star. That man with the Gatling gums. That preeminent, unpermanent professor serving as temporary president of Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, Phil Harris.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, you pretty things, and bonjour, Bonzel.
Come again, Phil?
Parsley Boo franchise? or am I slumming again with the illiterati?
Ease up on your throttle, Aristotle. We know you.
Look, pardon me, Bonzel, but who is this character here in the Boston bifocals?
Phil, good grief. Don't you remember Tommy Dorsey?
Oh, yes, that is old Thomas. I'm sorry, Dorsey. I didn't recognize you without that slip-horn bulge in your cheeks.
You know, Harry, my mother told me there'd be days like this, and I laughed. Little fool that I am.
Yes,
aren't we all? Well, Mr. Harris, for many years, you've been an all-time big-timer.
Mr. Harris, please, look, Harry, just call me Philharmonic Phil. You know, let's don't get formaldehyde about it.
Philharmonic Phil, that does it. Now calm yourself, Tomboy. Remember, he's our guest.
It shouldn't happen to an organ grinder.
Well, Phil, I was saying that there must be somewhere in your permanent portfolio of all-time big-timers one song that you regard as your personal all-time hit parader. Now, what is it?
I know. Pipe down, Dorsey. The professor's not giving away prizes. I'll tell you, fellas. It's That's What I Like About the South.
He beat the bell! He beat the bell! He beat the bell!
Now, wait, go away and wait for the final round now. Anyway, he just had a little Dixie accent.
Say, Phil, tell Harry and the folks how the song started.
Well, believe it or not, Tommy, That's What I Like About the South has never been published or even copyrighted. It just grew out of the band, sort of like Topsy.
Oh, Phil, well, how can an all-time big-time song just grow out of a band?
Well, it was this way, Harry. You know, most dance orchestras play numbers in sets. I mean, sets of four or five tunes, one right after the other without a pause until the set is finished. But I didn't do that. I've always called my numbers separately.
Well, what's all this got to do with the song?
Well, I'm coming to that. You see, after each number, I have to tell the boys what to play, and then I have to give them time to get the tune out, and that meant that there was a lull between numbers while the guys looked around for the music.
Uh-huh.
Now, what we needed was an 8-bar phrase, something to use as a fill-in so that the people would keep dancing, you know.
Oh, and so a song was born.
No, it was just a little phrase, but there was something catchy about it, and the fellas used to fool with it during rehearsals, jamming and jiving those 8 bars, and pretty soon, well, we started to put words to it, and even all the people through the South got so crazy about the tune that they'd send in little verses, and we added their verses to it, so they're as much responsible for the tune as we are. But we're very happy about it because it's turned out to be a loo-loo.
And an all-time big-timer, if there ever was one, Phil. What do you say? Shall we give it on?
Yes, sir, Tommy. Folks, Professor Harris is about to deliver his opinion entitled That's What I Like About the South. Drop that arm, Thomas, and stand back, fellas. We're coming at you.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and brawling hammy. That's what I like about the South. I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistake, where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste a layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar-cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot corn bread and black-eyed peas, you can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two, they're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. Way down with the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. Down where they have those pretty queens, keep it dreaming, those dreamy dreams, well, let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news, got the box back coat and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, who can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than he'd end, and that's what I like about the South. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Doo-Wah-Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty will do. Why, I did. Didn't come here to criticize. I'm not here to sympathize. But don't tell me those no good lies, cause lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you. Send me 50 PDQ, rosy red and violet pink. I'm gonna get old 50. I don't care. Got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens. You and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Out of the roaring 20s, to find a permanent place among the all-time big-timers comes a torchy tune of that era. Lover, Come Back to Me.
And what a great tune, Harry. Written by two of the greatest big-time composers. Oscar Hammerstein II and Zygmunt Romberg.
Well, then suppose you seal its greatness, Tommy, by giving it the Gabriel treatment on that heavenly horn of yours. Here it is, folks. Your all-time hit parader, Lover, Come Back to Me. It's been a real pleasure to set our musical table and serve you another banquet of all-time big-time melodies. And your all-time hit parade thanks you, too, Phil Harris, for making today's main course a pièce de résistance.
Oh, you guys kill me with that joie de vivre.
That Harris French is Greek to me. But stop by your loudspeakers, folks, next week at the same time for more great all-time songs and two all-time big-timers. Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks and Hanley Stafford as Daddy. Now it's goodbye for all the gang and Lucky Strike.
Next Sunday at the same time, listen to Tommy Dorsey as trombone and his orchestra, Buddy Rich at the drums, Bob Allen, Bonnie Lou Williams, the Sentimentalists, and your guests Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford on your all-time hit parade. By the way, can you pick the top tunes that will rate next week's Hit Parade? Tune in next Saturday night to your regular Hit Parade over another network. Hear how your own ratings compare with the leading songs, as shown by the accurate, authentic tabulations of your Hit Parade survey. Now, don't miss your Hit Parade next Saturday night, starring Frank Sinatra.
Your all-time Hit Parade is shortwave to our armed forces overseas. Defend the Constitution. Buy more war bonds.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.